On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 28 grade, Johannesburg 26, Tsanin 19. Die Pretoria sal oor 'n halfuur op die veld stap vir hul grootste uitdaging ooit, die eindstryd van die vroue wêreldbeker teen gasheer Indië voor 'n volgepakte DA Patel Stadion in Mumbai. President Cyril Ramaphosa het die Pretorias gisteraand sterkte toegewens en hulle verseker dat al 62 miljoen Suid-Afrikaners bankvas agter hulle staan.
I'm sure that all of you have always dreamt of being where you are. Just to be representing your country and standing and playing on the world stage for all to see. So girls, my super girls, go out as daughters of South Africa and bring the cup home.
Wie ook al vandag wen sal 'n nuwe kampioen wees met Indië wat in beide hul vorige verskynings in 'n eindstryd verloor het. Die sekretaris-generaal van die ANC, Fikile Mbalula, het wetstoepassingsagentskappe aangemoedig om vinnig op te tree en mense in hegtenis te neem as daar bewyse is en nie te wag vir die Madlanga-kommissie om klaar te maak nie. Mbalula se standpunt verskil van die ANC se siening in Julie toe die regsproses beklemtoon is. Die kommissie ondersoek korrupsie en politieke inmenging in die Suid-Afrikaanse regstelsel. Mbalula het gister tydens die OR Tambo gedenklesing in die Oos-Kaap gesê onmiddellike aanspreeklikheid is noodsaaklik.
We must not wait for the commission to finish its business. If there are people who are supposed to be arrested, let them be arrested. We must not wait for the final verdict of Justice Madlanga. If somebody must be arrested tonight, arrest.
Nog steeds geen leidrade nie na 6 mense dood en 3 beseer is toe 'n groep mans gister in Ryger Park in Boksburg op hulle losgebrand het in die verbyry.
Two vehicles, which is a silver polo and a black polo, came to this area and started shooting randomly. The circumstances of the shooting are not clear at this stage, but investigations are currently underway and a manhunt has been lodged for the suspects.
Gautengse polisiewoordvoerder Makatso Nevehulwe sê dat waarnemende provinsiale polisiekommissaris Fred Kekana 'n beroep gedoen het op die gemeenskap in Ryger Park om die polisie toe te laat om hul werk te doen en hul samewerking te gee deur enige kriminele aktiwiteite aan te meld. En Springbok afrotterras Erasmus was vol lof vir Sasha Feinberg Ngomezulu na sy uitmuntende bydra tot die Bokke se 61-7 oorwinning oor Japan in Londen gisteraand.
Obviously we all know he's a great talent. As we go tougher games, I mean tonight was a wet game against a Japanese team who we've always struggled to put away. Yeah, you could see definitely he was physical for the 10. I think he kicked well. I think obviously he tackled well. He's got the magic of the feel for the game. He displayed that and you know, I think he's about 15 caps now. So yeah, with him and Marnie and Andre, we're fortunate.
Alhoewel Erasmus aangenaam verras was met gisteraand se uitslag, sê hy die volgende paar weke gaan ander groot uitdagings inhou. Die Bokke vertrek vandag na Parys waar hulle saterdag teen Frankryk te staan kom op Stade de France. Ek is Martine van der Walt Elers. Vir meer oor hierdie en ander stories, gaan na jackrandafm.com.
Hey, just a second to correct everybody here. You know, not just a good newsreader, but also a big rugby fan. Het jy die resultate van gister gesien?
Yep.
Scotland killing the USA.
And what
England,
a match.
England beating Australia convincingly. I did not think that was going to happen. Vrachies, had you had gesien?
Yep.
And the other one, well, it was played over in Chicago, but the New Zealanders clapping the Irish big time. Wowee.
And that crowd. It was amazing.
That crowd was incredible. Yeah. It was absolutely amazing. But London yesterday, for die mense wat die kaartjies, you know, they were a little bit expensive over there. But the packed stands, especially the lower levels, I mean, that was like another home game. This time, not at Twickenham, but at Wembley. Congratulations, Booker. And it was a wonderful team performance. Martina, terug met meer nuus at exactly 12 o'clock. We are live from We Buy Cars, the midstream branch. Pull on in, come and see if you can win the $20,000 that is up for grabs. How many balls are in the car? No, that's the question.